What's happening, guys? It is Ryan Toman, Remax North Country out of Warman, Saskatchewan. Coming at you, it's Thursday, it's July 12th, it's 5:24 p.m. It's been a good day, a busy day. I've been communicating with a ton of people. A lot of sellers, a lot of my prospective buyers. Kind of a catch-up day to just touch base with people, make things happen a little bit. I'm heading out of town for a family reunion this weekend. I will have my phone on me, but trying to get a lot of things done before the weekend. So heading to kickboxing right away. Good way to break up the day, rather. And I figured I'd check in with you guys, hit you one take Timmy, and do a little mini episode. That being said, topic for today is going to be stirring the pot. There's going to be a lot of days as a realtor where you feel like, what more could I be doing? You feel like, you almost might even feel a little bit of guilt. I get it sometimes, a little bit of sick feeling in the stomach of, you know, especially if sales aren't right. Even if you're pretty busy and lots of things are happening, but the sales aren't coming in, you might feel like a little bit of guilt. Like, what more can I do? Why aren't things coming together? Now, the best solution is to stir the pot. And what I mean by that is make things happen. You know, it might be contacting current sellers like I did today. Just touching base, communicating. Remember, communication is huge. Touching base with prospective buyers, you know. You might feel like there's nothing you can do, or maybe nothing's on your agenda, but there's always something to do, guys. You know, I'm going to list off a few more examples. Touching base with past clients. The more we can communicate with homeowners, the better. They don't even have to be in the market to buy or sell. Talk to people. You're going to notice the more you do things like this, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel like you're being productive. It's going to make that anxiety go away. You know, that guilt go away. Even if it's not all quote unquote income producing activities, we have to stir the pot. And it's going to make you feel better. It's all about us, guys. The phone doesn't just start ringing. We have to make things happen. We have to connect the dots. We have to stir the pot. It might even be, you know, you're not making a lot of sales. There's not much happening. It might even be sitting down and writing down a few marketing ideas, you know, a few Facebook ad ideas. Really brainstorm, think, do I need some new headshots? Is there some photos I can take for social media? What are some ad ideas? Who can I reach out to? How can I reach out to these people? You know, who haven't I talked to in a while? Maybe you just want to update your knowledge on the market. See how many sales have been happening in your community. You know, see what you're competing with your current listings. Just, you know, re-educate yourself. You know, get your knowledge up. Get up to date with these kind of things. Talk to people. Get out of the house. Get out of even the office. Go for coffee with somebody and just talk about the market. You know, maybe it's just organizing your office files. You know, writing a few things down, getting stuff in order. What else can you do? Just do something. Do something to do with real estate. Like I said, if it's not quote unquote an income producing activity, do something to organize yourself, something to plan for the future. Talk to somebody, get out, make stuff happen, stir the pot. And this, guys, is gonna make you feel better. There's only so much we can do. There's only so much we can do as one person. There's a quote, I'm probably gonna butcher it, but it's something like, the shade that we are sitting in today was from seeds that were planted several years ago. You know, so even if you feel like, well, going for coffee with other realtors and talking about stuff, or, you know, talking to homeowners who aren't even in the market, or, you know, thinking about ad ideas, you know, more money I got to spend, all of these things are going to lead you to income down the road. Sometimes it's hard to see that, it's hard to feel that, but we just got to keep the ball rolling. Keep the momentum up. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to benefit you in the long run. So plant seeds today to give us shade tomorrow. You know, a lot of the communicating, a lot of the stuff you do today, you're not going to see any fruits of that for several months down the road. So it's important. It's important to just make things happen, guys. Mix it up, stir the pot. And sometimes, if things are slow, maybe the sales aren't there, and you know, you've done all that you can do, you've organized your stuff as much as you can, you've wrote as many things down as you can, maybe you just need to enjoy that quiet time. Maybe you just need to work out, go to the gym, you know, take the quote-unquote day or half a day off and go visit a friend, go, you know, go for coffee, go for a swim, get out of town for a day, because you know work is going to hit you hard probably in a few days, probably in a few weeks, and you're going to be riding that wave again. So maybe you just need to sit back, take your mind off work, and enjoy life a little bit. Leisure is important, guys. We need that balance. But back to the main topic I was talking about, stirring the pot. Just do something productive. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to benefit you down the road, even if you don't feel like it is now. Get on the phone, get out, walk around, be in your community, check out market statistics, stir the pot, make things happen, guys. You're going to feel better. It's going to benefit you. I might sound like a broken record, but this is so, so important. We need to make shit happen. We can't wait around for things to happen for us, and we can't complain. We need to take accountability. We need to take extreme ownership, as Jocko Willink once put it. That's it for me today, guys. I hope I didn't miss anything. Like I said, I'm getting used to doing these things, and I have a lot to learn. Usually by the time I'm finished an episode, I think, shit, I forgot to add this. I forgot to say this. And I kind of get a little pissed at myself, but you know, if I want to keep it authentic, if I want to do it in one take, they're not going to be perfect. But I just want to keep the consistency up. I want to keep the reps up. I want to keep getting it out there. I hope there's one little thing you can take from this that maybe motivates you, and they're going to get better and better. It's inevitable. So thank you guys once again. I got some exciting stuff coming up. I'm looking forward to share with you. But you guys enjoy your Thursday, and I will be back.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.